First Health of the Carolinas has launched a new integrative oncology and survivorship program. Dr. Chase Bailey-Dorton, who leads the program, describes how it will support patients and be a game changer for patients at the First Health Cancer Center. Welcome to First Health and Wellness Podcast, connecting you to the people and medical services that make your life healthier. I'm Amanda Wild. Dr. Bailey-Dorton, thank you for being here today to talk about integrative oncology.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I assume integrative means different therapies and points of view and different medical focuses coming together, but how does that work? What really is integrative oncology?
Integrative oncology is this field of cancer care that brings in evidence-informed integrative strategies alongside of conventional care. So we're not treating the cancer. We're coming alongside the oncologist, and we're trying to help the patient get through the treatment, decrease their side effects, hopefully empower them to be active participants.
So you're really supporting people that are going through the conventional treatments, such as radiation and chemotherapy?
Yeah, we're trying to optimize their health and their quality of life, and some studies show even improving the outcomes. And when we talk about these integrative therapies, what we're talking about is mind-body, because there's such a stressful and psychologically tough time when you're going through treatment. So if we can do something to help ease that through art therapy, yoga therapy, music, some of these mind-body strategies, I think it's going to definitely help that patient.
Well, since you do this every day, doctor, how do you know it's working?
Well, you can see the patient who, when they're first diagnosed, it's like they're thrown into the middle of this hurricane. Things happen fast. It's scary. They feel like they don't have any control. So if we can empower them to partner with that care, to give them things that they can do that will help them decrease side effects, you'll definitely see it in the patient.
What's an example of how this program will partner with standard treatments?
So oftentimes I'll see a patient when they're getting ready to start treatment. And many times they've already been on Dr. Google. They're already maybe prone to things that are marketed to them in the internet that could either interfere with that treatment, make it more toxic, or even just take their money because there's no evidence behind it. So if I can put together a plan that will help them with nutrition, with exercise, with sleep, the safe use of supplements, that is going to definitely help them and give them control throughout that treatment plan.
What sorts of patients are eligible for this program?
So really, if I can get somebody right early when they're diagnosed and get ready to start treatment, I can start getting involved early on and maybe decrease some side effects. But the other area, as stressful as it is as diagnosis, sometimes the most stressful time is the end of treatment. So if I can get in there and help them recover and actually decrease the risk of going through it again.
So you're there for before, during, and after treatment.
Correct, because in the past, survivorship has always been described to start at the end of treatment. I think we need to start it at the beginning and follow them all the way through. But cancer is also changing. We now have some patients who are never going to be off treatment, and they don't really fit into that prior survivorship model. So we need to be there for them to help them lifelong.
So there is no limit on how long you will serve particular patients?
True. I'll see them before treatment, during treatment, after treatment. And you know, oftentimes you'll also have somebody that might just be at high risk for a cancer, and they want to know they're doing something to try to decrease that risk.
Now, how do you first get connected with patients? I'll give a number at the end for your area, but how do people find out about these integrative oncology programs when they need them, which, as you say, is in the middle of their own personal hurricane?
So the oncologist can refer them. Often nurse navigators will refer. A patient can self-refer. I always like to keep the door open to make it easy to have access.
Mm-hmm. Just as we wrap up here, are there other program benefits I have not touched on that you would like to talk about?
Well, I think all oncology is based on standard guidelines. And there are now standard guidelines that have been developed by the Society of Integrative Oncology and the American Society of Clinical Oncologists that give us pathways to come in and bring these integrative therapies alongside cancer care to show that there's evidence to help decrease that. For instance, with hot flashes, we know acupuncture can help with that. We know that somebody that's going through pain, we know massage or healing touch or some of these other therapies can help with the pain. So often it's a way to deal with side effects that don't include another prescription medication.
Mm-hmm. Really personalized treatment based on each individual situation.
One of the toughest things for a patient, I think, when they finish treatment is that fear of recurrence. So if we can get in there and help them with that fear and help them know that they're doing something to decrease that risk, I think that's powerful.
To continue with these therapies.
Correct.
Very interesting, because I think you're absolutely right that it's at the end of treatment that people feel very much at a loss.
And if you look, almost all major cancer centers in the U.S. have these type of programs. So it's really unique to see First Health take its initiative to develop this type of program at a community hospital.
Well, doctor, thank you so much for this information on integrative oncology and for leading the survivorship program where you are.
Thank you for putting the word out there.
To learn more about integrative oncology at First Health, call 910-715-0998. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels, and you can check out the full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thank you for listening to First Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by First Health of the Carolinas. We look forward to you joining us again.